All right, let's dive into Charleston, South Carolina commercial real estate.
Yeah.
A listener wants to know more about this market. Specifically, they want to understand the key players.
Oh, interesting.
So we've got a stack of reports on foreclosure trends, loan maturities, how Charleston compares to the national scene.
Right.
And we're going to try to figure out where those savvy investors might be sniffing out deals.
Yeah.
One thing that really jumped out at me, one of these reports showed that Charleston's office vacancy rate is actually lower than the national average,
Oh, wow.
which seems crazy in this market.
It is pretty surprising. Yeah, Charleston's office vacancy rate is hovering around 15%,
Sorry.
while the national average is closer to 20%.
Wow.
And get this, retail vacancy is even lower at a mere 4.3%.
Really?
Yeah, it seems that Charleston is attracting new residents and businesses
Wow.
faster than ever. People are drawn to the Charleston lifestyle, and that strong demand for space is keeping
Yeah.
vacancy rates low.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
But the reports also mentioned those looming loan maturities
Right.
and rising interest rates.
Yeah.
So those factors got to be putting pressure on the market, right?
Oh, absolutely. Those loans were taken out when interest rates were much lower,
Yeah.
and refinancing at these new rates is a major challenge.
Especially for those older Class B and C office buildings, right?
Exactly. Those properties might need some upgrades
Yeah.
to compete in today's market, and that requires even more investment.
Okay, so it sounds like those Class B and C office spaces, those are the ones to watch closely.
Absolutely. And the report actually highlighted a staggering $735.6 million
Wow.
in Charleston CRE loans that are set to mature between 2024 and 2028.
Okay.
And a big chunk of that is tied to those Class B and C office spaces.
So we're starting to see where that potential distress might be concentrated.
Right.
But let's talk players.
Okay.
Our listener wants to know who are the key players in this market.
Okay, yeah. Knowing the players is crucial.
So let's start with the brokers.
Okay.
Who are some of the big names in Charleston?
Well, Lee and Associates and Colliers International are two of the powerhouses.
Got it.
They have a strong track record in the Charleston market,
Okay.
and they're often involved in some of the biggest deals.
So if our listener wants to get in on the action,
Yeah.
they should definitely be talking to those brokers.
Absolutely. They can be your eyes and ears on the ground.
Okay, now let's talk investors.
Right.
Who are the folks actively looking to buy properties in Charleston?
Well, one local firm that stands out is Ziff Real Estate Partners.
Okay.
They have a sharp focus on retail and office properties,
Gotcha.
especially those with value add potential.
So they're the ones who see a fixer-upper and think opportunity.
Exactly. They're not afraid of a little challenge.
What about those larger players? Are there any regional or national firms sniffing around Charleston?
Oh, absolutely. ReelOp Investments is a regional player with a strong presence in the Southeast.
Okay.
And they've been making some moves in Charleston lately.
Interesting.
They're known for being strategic and opportunistic.
All right, so we've got brokers who facilitate deals,
Yeah.
investors who are looking to buy.
Right.
What about the banks? Where do they fit into all of this?
Well, the banks hold the keys to the kingdom,
Right.
right?
Yeah.
They're the ones lending the money.
Right.
And sometimes they're also the ones looking to unload troubled loans.
So, which banks should our listener have on their speed dial?
One to keep an eye on is South State Bank.
Okay.
They're a major regional player with a hefty CRE portfolio in Charleston.
Gotcha.
And what's interesting is that they have a dedicated special assets division.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they've got a team focused on managing and potentially offloading those loans that are starting to wobble.
So if you're looking for a good deal on a troubled asset, South State Bank might be the place to start.
They might be. Another big name to know is Truist Bank. They reformed through a merger, so they inherited a lot of loans in the Southeast,
Makes sense.
and their special assets team is likely keeping a close eye on those office loans coming due.
Especially in those Class B and C categories we talked about.
Exactly. Now, don't forget about those smaller community banks.
Oh, right.
They can be a great resource, too.
Why is that?
Well, sometimes those big banks are like cruise ships.
Okay.
They're a bit slower to turn and change course.
I see.
Community banks are more like speedboats,
Gotcha.
agile and nimble, and often more willing to make deals happen quickly.
So they might be more open to creative financing solutions or
Exactly.
working with buyers on those underperforming assets.
Right.
Any specific community banks we should be watching in Charleston?
One to keep in mind is Beacon Community Bank.
Okay.
They're deeply rooted in the Charleston community, and they have a strong track record in commercial lending.
All right, so we've got a pretty good starting lineup here.
Yeah.
Brokers, investors, big banks, and those nimble community banks.
Right.
But how does our listener actually start connecting with these players?
Well, Charleston's CRE scene is all about relationships.
Oh.
It's a tight-knit community.
Yeah.
And people do business with people they know and trust.
So it's less about cold calling and more about building genuine connections.
Exactly. Luckily, Charleston has a vibrant network of industry events and organizations.
Oh, that's good.
Where you can connect with the who's who of the CRE world.
Like what?
Well, the Charleston Trident Association of Realtors and the CCIM Coastal Chapter are great places to start.
Okay.
They host events, offer networking opportunities, and provide a platform for building those relationships.
So it's about immersing yourself in the community.
Right.
Becoming a familiar face.
Yeah.
And letting those connections unfold naturally.
Exactly. But even with all those connections, yeah, it's important to stay informed, right?
Absolutely.
Hmm.
Are there any publications or resources that our listeners should be following?
Oh, definitely. The Charleston Regional Business Journal, or SC Biz News.
Okay.
Is a must-read for anyone serious about Charleston CRE.
Got it.
They're constantly reporting on deals, trends, and key players in the market.
What about for finding those off-market deals?
Hmm. Or those properties that haven't hit the radar yet?
Well, that's where those relationships we talked about become even more valuable.
Okay.
A lot of deals in Charleston happen behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Owners might prefer to quietly work out a deal with a lender or investor.
Right.
Rather than go through a public foreclosure process.
Yes,
so having those connections with local brokers, bankers, and other industry players can give you a serious edge.
It's like having a secret weapon.
Exactly.
All right. So it sounds like Charleston's CRE scene is a mix of data and relationships. You need to understand the numbers, but you also need to know the right people.
Right.
And be a part of that community.
Absolutely. It's a fascinating market.
Well, this has been a great overview.
Yeah.
We've talked about those potential distress signals, the key players to know,
right,
and the importance of building those local connections.
Absolutely.
But we're just getting started. In the next segment, we're going to delve into specific properties and financial institutions that are flashing some warning signs.
Okay.
So stay tuned because things are about to get really interesting.
All right. So are you ready to take a closer look at some potential distressed opportunities?
Yeah, let's do it. We talked about those Class B and C office buildings facing some challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any specific properties that jumped out at you from the research?
Well, one that caught my eye is 525 East Bay Street.
Okay.
It's a Class A office building in downtown Charleston, right near that planned Union Pier development.
Prime location.
Yeah, it's a great spot.
So what's the catch? Why is this one considered a potential distressed opportunity?
Well, it's fully leased right now.
Okay, that's good.
Which is great. But it's also on the market.
Oh, sure, sure, sure.
And with these high interest rates,
yeah,
it's been a tough sell.
So even a prime property like that is feeling the squeeze.
Yeah, refinancing a jumbo mortgage at these rates.
Right.
It's not easy.
Is the owner just sitting back and hoping for the best?
Not at all. They're actually exploring some creative options.
Oh, really? Like what?
Well, they're considering adding apartments to the building.
Hmm, interesting.
Or even incorporating a bank drive-through.
Okay, so they're thinking outside the box.
Yeah, they're trying to boost the building's value and make it more attractive to potential buyers.
So it's a bit of a wait-and-see situation with 525 East Bay.
Right. It'll be interesting to see what happens with this one.
What about other properties? Any other red flags popping up?
Well, we can't talk about distressed assets in Charleston without mentioning Citadel Mall.
Oh, right. That's a big one.
It is. It's over 1 million square feet.
Wow.
And it actually went into foreclosure back in 2013.
A whole mall going under. That's pretty significant.
Yeah, it was a combination of factors.
Like what?
Well, anchor stores were pulling out.
Okay.
Online shopping was hitting traditional malls hard.
Right.
And Citadel Mall was definitely feeling the pain.
So what happened? Did it just sit there empty?
For a while, yeah. But then an investor group came in and bought the mall.
Really?
Yeah. And they're transforming it into a mixed-use development called Epic Center.
Wow. That's a big change.
It is. Yeah. They're adding apartments, entertainment venues, even a medical facility.
That's like a complete reinvention.
Yeah. It's a reminder that even those seemingly doomed properties can be resurrected with the right vision.
Okay. So we've got a downtown office building facing refinancing hurdles.
Right.
And a mega mall getting a second chance at life.
Uh-huh.
What about other types of properties? Are there any other segments of the Charleston market that might be ripe for distress?
Well, office parks are worth watching,
okay,
particularly those in North Charleston near the airport and I-526.
Gotcha.
Many of them were built a while back.
So they might be a bit dated.
Yeah, they might not have all the bells and whistles that tenants are looking for these days.
Right, like those modern amenities that attract today's workforce.
Uh-huh. And if they can't keep those tenants happy, they could face some financial trouble.
Especially when those loan maturities come due.
Right. But for an investor with a vision, these office parks could be a gold mine.
You're saying they have potential.
Yeah, imagine transforming them into collaborative workspaces.
Okay.
Adding green spaces, creating a vibrant hub for businesses.
So it's about adapting to the changing needs of the market.
Absolutely.
What about retail?
Yeah.
Charleston seems to be doing pretty well overall.
It is, yeah. But there are a few aging shopping centers.
Okay.
In areas like Mount Pleasant and West Ashley.
Gotcha.
That have seen better days.
So they're struggling to keep up.
Yeah, some have lost key tenants.
Mm.
Foot traffic has dwindled.
Right.
They're just not the destinations they once were.
But could they be?
They could. With the right investment.
Yeah.
And a fresh perspective.
Mm.
These shopping centers can be revitalized.
How so?
Well, imagine bringing in local boutiques.
Okay.
Creating community gathering spaces.
Mm.
Offering unique experiences that draw shoppers back in.
So it's about creating a sense of place.
Yeah. It's about making these shopping centers more than just places to shop.
Okay, so we've covered some specific properties, office buildings, malls, shopping centers.
Right.
But let's shift gears and talk about those financial institutions.
Okay.
You mentioned that some banks might be more open to working with buyers on distressed assets.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate on that?
Sure. Remember we talked about those community banks being more agile, more open to creative solutions?
Right.
Well, Beacon Community Bank is a great example.
Right.
They're a local institution with a deep understanding of the Charleston market.
Yeah.
And they've been very active in commercial lending.
So they're not just looking at the numbers.
No.
They're looking at the people and the potential behind those numbers.
Exactly. They understand that sometimes a property just needs a little TLC and the right buyer to unlock its true value.
So they're willing to take a chance.
They are.
What about those larger regional banks?
Well, South State Bank and Truist Bank, they might have some distressed loans they're looking to offload.
Okay.
It's worth connecting with their special asset divisions.
Gotcha.
And seeing what opportunities might be available.
So there are different avenues to explore.
Right.
Different players to connect with.
Yeah.
But before we move on, I want to touch on those loan maturities.
Okay.
We talked about them earlier.
Yeah.
How worried should our listener be about this potential wave of distress?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
And there's no easy answer.
Okay.
Charleston is connected to the national economy.
Right.
So those larger forces will have an impact.
But you're saying Charleston has some unique strengths.
Oh, absolutely. Ooh. For starters, it has a very diverse economy.
Mm.
It's not overly reliant on any single industry.
So it's more resilient to downturns.
Exactly.
Right.
And Charleston also has a steadily growing population.
Okay.
People are flocking to the city.
Yeah.
And that fuels demand for housing, retail, office space.
It's a good sign.
It is. And let's not forget about the investments pouring into infrastructure and development projects.
Oh, right. Like what?
Well, the new International African American Museum.
Okay.
The expansion of the port.
Uh-huh.
The planned redevelopment of Union Pier.
All big projects.
Yeah. These are all signs of a city that's looking ahead, investing in its future.
So there's a sense of optimism.
Definitely. And that optimism is attracting investors.
Makes sense.
Who see the value and the potential in Charleston.
So while there are challenges ahead, Charleston seems to be well positioned overall.
I think so.
But what about those local connections we talked about?
Right.
How important are they in this market?
Well, in many markets, real estate transactions can feel very transactional.
Okay.
But Charleston's different. It's a city where relationships matter.
Mm.
People do business with people they know.
Yeah.
People they like, people they trust.
So it's not just about the numbers.
Right.
Yeah.
It's about having the right connections.
So how do you build those connections?
Well, it takes time and effort.
Okay.
Attend industry events.
Yeah.
Join professional organizations.
Uh-huh.
Have those coffee chats.
Gotcha.
And genuinely get to know the people in Charleston's real estate ecosystem.
So it's about being present and engaged.
Absolutely.
And letting those connections unfold organically.
Exactly.
All right. We've covered a lot of ground here.
Yeah, we have.
We've talked about potential distress, key players,
right,
local connections.
Yeah.
But I'm sensing there's still more to this story.
Oh, there's always more to uncover.
What other insights can you share?
Well, in the next segment,
okay,
we'll dive into those key contacts you mentioned earlier.
Oh, perfect. That's what our listener really wants to know.
It is. Think of it as your VIP list to the Charleston CRE world.
All right. I like the sound of that. The Charleston CRE Rolodex.
Ha ha. Exactly.
Okay. Let's get to that VIP list. Our Charleston CRE Rolodex.
All right. You ready? Pen and paper.
I am ready. Let's start with brokers. Who should our listener be talking to?
Okay. So two names kept coming up. Lee and Associates.
Okay.
And Colliers International both have a really strong reputation in Charleston.
Mm.
They've handled a ton of deals,
yeah,
including distressed properties.
So they know the ins and outs of this market.
Oh, yeah. They know the inventory, the pricing trends.
Yeah.
They've got those connections.
Right. So those are the folks to call if you're serious about buying or selling.
Absolutely. Now, for investors,
oh, yeah,
if you're interested in retail or office properties,
yeah,
especially those fixer-uppers.
Yeah.
Ziff Real Estate Partners is a good one to know.
Okay, they're local.
Yeah, local firm. Really good at spotting those diamonds in the rough.
They're the ones who see potential where others see problems.
Exactly. They're not afraid of a challenge.
What about those bigger firms?
Hmm. Real Up Investments is one to watch. Regional player.
Oh, right.
Making moves in Charleston. It's got a good track record.
Okay, so we've got some brokers. Some investors. Now let's talk financing. Which banks should our listener be looking at?
Okay, so always good to have options, right?
Yeah.
South State Bank, big player in Charleston CRE.
Okay.
They've got a big portfolio here and a dedicated special assets division.
So that means they might be open to working on those more challenging deals.
They might be worth reaching out.
Okay, South State Bank. What about Truist?
Oh, yeah, Truist. Another big one, regional heavyweight, inherited a bunch of loans through a merger.
Yeah.
Their special assets team is probably keeping a close eye on those office loans.
Right, especially those Class B and C ones.
Exactly. And then don't forget about those community banks.
Oh, right, those speedboats?
Exactly. Beacon Community Bank is a good one. They're really plugged into the Charleston community.
Right, so we've got a pretty good list here.
We do.
But our listeners probably wondering,
yeah,
how do I actually connect with these people?
Right. Well, Charleston is all about relationships.
Okay.
It's about being present, engaged, genuine. Go to industry events.
Yeah.
Join organizations like the Charleston Trident Association of Realtors.
Uh-huh.
Just get out there and start conversations.
So be part of the community.
Exactly. People are much more receptive to someone who's genuinely interested,
yeah,
in learning and connecting.
It's not about just showing up with your business card.
Right, exactly. It's about building trust.
Showing your passion.
Yeah. Let those relationships develop naturally.
Be a part of the Charleston story.
That's it. And remember,
yeah,
Charleston's a small city. Word travels fast.
Right.
Reputations matter.
Hmm.
Operate with integrity.
Alarming.
Authenticity. That's how you'll find success.
All right. This has been a great deep dive. We've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
We've talked about distressed asset opportunities, the players, the connections, the challenges,
right,
the potential.
Absolutely.
Charleston's an exciting market.
It is.
And we've given you the tools to start exploring it.
Yeah.
So get out there, do your research,
mm-hmm,
build those relationships.
Uh-huh.
And who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe you'll find your own Charleston success story.
Good luck.